Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Mark chapter 2 tells us the story of a paralyzed man who was brought to Jesus by four friends. Verse 4 reads, they couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head, then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Can you imagine what it must have been like? The house is filled with people eagerly listening to Jesus' teaching when they're suddenly aware that the roof is being dismantled. Now, don't think of your own roof. Think of a typical Middle Eastern flat-roofed one-story building with an exterior staircase where the roof was constructed out of branches and hard-baked mud. But even so, it made a commotion, and the owner of the house probably wasn't too pleased. What impresses me is that these four friends were real friends. They were determined that their paralyzed companion should meet Jesus and nothing was going to stop them. Going to the trouble of dismantling a roof shows just how much they cared for their friend and how imaginative they were in working out a way of achieving their goal. I'm sure that many other people would have waited until Jesus had finished his teaching session and then introduced their friend to Jesus, leaving the roof in place. But these friends were seriously determined. The fact of our society is that most people don't know Jesus. They've never met him. They've never heard that he came into the world out of love for them and that he wants to give them forgiveness and a new life. The problem is that lots of things stand in the way of them hearing about Jesus. They have a busy life, lots of interests, lots of issues to face, lots of bills to pay. If they're ever to hear about Jesus, they will need a really good friend. Let's pray. Loving Father, give us greater determination to introduce other people to Jesus, whatever the obstacles. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener-funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.